Good Thursday evening, everybody, from the campus of Illinois State University. Welcome to Radio Munson. I'm glad you're here this evening. Mr. William Basie at the keyboard, and Count Basie's band in Las Vegas circa 1966, I believe, with Basie's piano and Eddie Lockjaw Davis playing that rough tenor saxophone for which Davis was known. He was a brilliant tenor saxophonist and sometimes a road manager for the Basie band. Sonny Payne, the notable, Percival Payne. Sonny Payne, to the rest of us, was the guy playing drums. Well, we have a lot of nicknames tonight. Lockjaw Davis, Sonny Payne. We're going to hear from Fats. That would be Fats Waller. Cootie Williams plays trumpet with the Ellington Band coming up in a few minutes. Sinatra tonight. And did I mention Art Tatum, Linda Ronstadt, Glenn Miller's band, Benny Goodman's band, Della Reese. I'll tell you what, we have a pretty good lineup tonight on our first show for the month of June. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for it. So's Jimmy Rushing.
Just give me your June night. the moonlight and you in my arms with all your charms, lead stars above, and we'll make love. I'll hold you, enfold you, then dreams will come true.
Jimmy Rushing doesn't need any microphone. I mean, he can shout over the band. I don't care how big it is. And it is a wonderful June night, is it not? I mean, an hour before sunset, we're looking at clear skies, and I think they're going to stay that way overnight. I'll have to do a moon song, and you'll be able to see the moon here in central Illinois. 58 overnight, sunny tomorrow, 85, partly cloudy and 62 tomorrow night, and then pretty good chance of showers and thunder showers on Saturday, with Saturday's high 82. Better weather on Sunday, that is drier weather, and the high drops down to about 75 degrees with a few clouds dancing around here in central Illinois. Well, we've sort of been looking for this, and here it is. It's the month of June. Here's something that Daryl Sherman recorded. Daryl Sherman, a girl singer. Saw her, Carol and I saw her at the Waldorf Astoria playing piano and singing just a few years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And I think they no longer have a piano player singer in the huge atrium there in the Waldorf Astoria in New York. We weren't staying there, of course, but, you know, we just dropped by. And we had a nice conversation with her, and she just does some pretty special things. She's a vocalist, plays piano. Here she is with John Pizzarelli playing a little guitar, and Jay Leonhardt is the guy playing bass here, a song that Jimmy McHugh wrote the lyrics for.
I've got my fingers crossed. Not that I'm superstitious. I'm afraid it's too good to be true. Got my fingers crossed. No wonder I'm suspicious. I'm so gay and skies are much too blue. Don't want no trouble with old man trouble. This thrill is so delicious. I'm afraid it's too good to be true. What happened? Give you my word, it happened like a thunderbolt. It came from out of nowhere. I only know it's heaven. How did I throw that seven? There's only one thing wrong. Maybe it won't last long. Not that I'm superstitious, I'm afraid it's too good to be true. I've got my fingers crossed, no wonder I'm suspicious. I'm so gay and skies are much too blue. Don't want no trouble with old man trouble, and that goes double. This thrill is so delicious, I'm afraid it's too good to be. I'm afraid it's too good to be true.
Daryl Sherman, Ted Kohler wrote the lyrics for a Jimmy McHugh tune on Radio Munson.
I'm the Sheik of Araby. Your love belongs to me. At night when you're asleep, into your tent I'll creep. The stars that shine above will light our way to love. You rule this land with me. I'm the Sheik of Araby. Stars that shine above we'll light our way to love. You'll rule this land with me. I'm the Sheik of Araby. You rule this land with me. I'm the Sheik of Araby. I'm the Sheik of Araby.
Longtime vocalist for Artie Shaw's band, Tony Pastor, formed his own band when Artie Shaw bailed out on his own band in 1939, and Tony Pastor's band lasted longer than most of them. He was still playing into 1959 and singing in front of his band, playing his tenor saxophone every once in a while. Well, here's the Ellington Band's piano player. That would be Duke Ellington playing Take the A-Train with the whole band, recorded in 1966, featuring Cootie Williams, great trumpet. Thank you.
support for GLT comes from Retrofit Culture, a proudly Midwestern vintage and handmade boutique on Bloomington's west side, offering clothing, home decor, jewelry, and much more. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, at 1014 West Washington in Bloomington. This is GLT.
The New York All-Stars, led by trumpeter Randy Sankey, and a song that Ellington wrote called Ring Dem Bells. Those guys are letting it all hang out in Hamburg, Germany, a few years ago, with Sankey's trumpet, Roy Williams on trombone, Addie Sarpilla playing clarinet, Lars Erstrand was the guy playing vibes, and James Trillo on guitar, and the rest of the rhythm section was Thilo Wagner on piano, Dave Green playing bass, and Ed Metz Jr. on drums. I don't think I mentioned a few minutes ago here on Radio Munson, we played something by Tony Pastor, the band leader. There's a good picture and a little sketch of Tony Pastor at the Radio Munson Facebook page. Go to facebook.com, Radio Munson. There's also a picture and some information about Wesla Whitfield. What a great voice, Wesla Whitfield. She works with her husband and pianist, Mike Greensill, and Michael Moore. Plays bass.
Thou swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou grand, wouldst kiss me pretty, wouldst hold my hand, both thine eyes are cute too, what they do to me. Hear me holler at Susa, sweet lalabalooza in thee. I'd feel so rich in a hut for two, two rooms and kitchen. I'm sure they do give me just a plot of not a lot of land. And thou swell, thou witty, thou grand.
Thou grand.
I hope thou approve. The Wesla Whitfield version of Thou Swell, with Mike Grinsell on piano and Michael Moore on bass, and I forgot to mention Gene Bernardini playing a little guitar to help him out. Well, we don't play them if they don't swing here on Radio Munson. Sometimes it's a roaring swing sound. Sometimes it's a little bit laid back. There was a beat that Nelson Riddle dubbed the heartbeat. The heartbeat tempo. And he applied it to Sinatra. And Nelson Riddle arranged a lot of things like that. You know, the finger snapping sort of languid sound. And Cy Oliver, the much older arranger than Nelson Riddle, arranged an album for Sinatra and included an old song that Sinatra had done originally with Tommy Dorsey's band, but this was a newer recording with Cy Oliver's band, featuring that heartbeat.
It started all over again the moment I looked in your eyes. It started all over again, the thrill we can never disguise. The day that we parted so brokenhearted will never return again. Dreams I've delayed, promises made, are starting anew just for you. It started all over again the moment I held you so tight. It started all over again when we kissed away the night till dawn's early light. Now we're together, sweethearts forever. We'll build our romance anew. It started all over again the moment I looked at you. It started all over again the moment I held you so tight. It started all over again when we kissed away the night, the dawn's early light. Now we're together, sweethearts forever. We'll build our romance anew. It started all over again the moment I looked at you.
Sinatra, Cy Oliver's arrangement, yeah, heartbeat rhythm. Here on Radio Munson, here's a guy who didn't need a whole band, Art Tatum. In fact, he preferred to work alone because the other musicians just couldn't keep up with him. I mean, he was always tried to play, sort of take his game down a notch to other musicians, a bass player and a drummer, maybe a guitar player, a little rhythm section. But it was to no avail. Art Tatum was best when he was just playing by himself. He was that good. Here's his version of Tenderly. Thank you. Tatum, Tenderly. Really something. He recorded that at Ray Heindorf's house. I mean, he was a record guy, and I mean, just at his house one night. It was, I think it was a 4th of July Eve. It was 3rd of July, and I forget which year. Mid-1950s, I believe. The late Art Tatum, wonderful pianist. Here's a guy who could play pretty good stride piano. In fact, one of the very best at it. I'm talking about Fats Waller. And right now he's focused more on tomorrow's date because tomorrow is the anniversary, the first anniversary of last year's June the 3rd. And I say that because Fats is still trying to get to the bottom of what happened then.
Sister Plushbottom, we want you to take the stand and tell the court where you were on the night of June the 3rd. Yes, 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 yes. Where were you on the night of June the 3rd? What'd you do on the night of June the 3rd? Did you meet a stranger? Did you take a walk? Was your heart in danger? So you won't talk, huh? Who'd you love while the world was counting sheep, huh? Promised that you'd be a one-man girl for keep, yes. Just remember, I heard every word. 'Cause we were together on the night of June the 3rd. What'd you do on the night of June the 3rd? Speak up, woman, speak up. Did you meet a stranger? Did you take a walk? What? You ain't even talking? Was your heart in danger? So you won't talk, huh? Who'd you love while the world was counting sheep, huh? Come on, give it to me. Promise that you'd be a one-man girl for keep? Well, all right, then, talk that way. Just remember, I heard every word. 'Cause we was together on the night of June the 3rd. Yes, yes, yes. Well, all right then.
Support for GLT comes from Justin M. Boyd, financial representative at Country Financial, offering clients a one-on-one experience to meet all of their financial and insurance needs, auto, home, life, business, and retirement options. Learn more at facebook.com/Justin Boyd Country. This is GLT.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Paul Simon knows how to write sad songs.
When you really get into tender areas, if you just touch it gently, it hurts enough. You have some compassion for how tough it is to make it through this life.
I'm David Green. New music from Paul Simon and how he really feels about Art Garfunkel. That's on the next Morning Edition.
I'm John Norton. Join me for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 on GLT. News and ideas.
1957, Let's Face the Music and Dance. Thank you, Irving Berlin. Nelson Riddle was just coming into his own as an arranger. Then he'd been arranging for a while, but he just reached national prominence. And Nelson Riddle then was generally conceded to be the top arranger of pop slash jazz music for about three decades, into the 1970s, 1980s. And the last album he did, I forget what year it was now, it was somewhere in the 1980s, was with Linda Ronstadt. He was behind Sinatra and behind so many of the great singers. And he got together with Linda Ronstadt, who was known as a pop singer at the time. And they did, I think, three consecutive albums that were all quite popular. And one of them included this track.
I'm a sentimental sap, that's all. What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will, you made your kill, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm just like an apple on a bough, and you're gonna shake me down somehow. So what's the use? You cook my goose, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. I suffer something awful each time you go, and much worse when you're near. Here I am with all my bridges burned, just a baby in arms where you're concerned. So lock the doors and call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me. Much worse when you're near. Here I am with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. So lock the doors and call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me. Yeah, you took advantage of me. Oh, you took advantage of me.
Linda Ronstadt with Nelson Riddle and his great arranging. Here's a thing that was arranged by Buck Clayton, the trumpeter who put together a band and brought his trumpet along so he could play in the band. And Irby Green was playing trombone, and Sir Charles Thompson, I think, was playing piano, and I forget who else. Frankie Lane, the singer, was starring at a great New York nightclub, Manhattan nightclub, called the Latin Quarter. And he did two shows a night. And between the two shows, he would run over to the Columbia Records studio, recording studio in Midtown Manhattan. They would lay down some tracks. I mean, it was all done in a big hurry each night. One night, they recorded Stars Fell on Alabama.
Thank you. lived our little drama. We kissed in a field of white, and stars fell on Alabama last night. And I can't forget the glamour. Your eyes held a tender light, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I never planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly, a fairyland where no one else could enter, and in the center, just you and me, my dear. My heart beat like a hammer, my arms wound around you tight, and then the stars fell on Alabama last night. A situation so heavenly, a fairyland where no one else could enter, and in the center, just you and me, my dear, and my heart beat like a hammer, my arms wound around you tight, and then the stars fell.
Frankie Lane, 1956, I think, was the, or 1955 was the year, in between shows at the Latin Quarter. I can just picture him checking his wristwatch there as the guys were doing their respective solos. Buck Clayton was the trumpeter, the band leader, and Irby Green on trombone. Sir Charles Thompson played piano. I forget who else was part of that. Here on Radio Munson, there's a little snapshot of... Tex Beneke on the Radio Munson Facebook page, and a little story about how he got to be the big name, a soloist on Glenn Miller's orchestra. In 1942, the Miller band went in the studio and recorded with Tex Beneke singing lead, a song that was a song of fidelity, I guess, as couples were separated because of the war, which was in full force then. Song rocketed to number one, and it remained number one longer than any other song written by or recorded during the course of the span of the years of the Second World War. It was this song.
don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, 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 don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me till I come marching home. I just got word from a guy who heard from the guy next door to me. The girl he met just loves to bet and it fits you to a T. So don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home.
Those lips of yours to anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Watch the girls on the foreign shores. You'll have to report to me when you come marching home. Don't hold anyone on your knee. You better be true to me. You better be true to me. You better be true to me. Don't hold anyone on your knee. You'll get the third degree when you come marching home. You're on your own where there is no phone and I can't keep tab on you. Be fair to me, I'll guarantee this is one thing that I'll do. I won't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but you till you come marching home.
I know the apple tree is reserved for you and me, and I'll be true till you come marching home.
The Glenn Miller Band and Tex Beneke, whose picture is on the Radio Munson Facebook page. And I don't know who the girl singer was. I think it might have been Eileen Wilson, but I'm not sure. Here we are. I got a phone call the other day from a long time ago colleague on this radio station across town, WJBC, when Gene Drager called me from just outside of Tucson, and I see him every once in a while when I'm out in the Tucson area. But he said he was coming back to Bloomington Normal for a short time here during the month of June. Anyway, we got reminiscing about the days in the 1960s when we were broadcasting from the third floor of the Castle Theater building downtown and playing all these LPs, which, you know, some of those LPs were original LPs, I mean, from when they first started making them. And somehow we got around to, Gene said, you know, remember that Neil Hefti record that he did, arranged and conducted for Delery's? I said, yeah, I've got that CD. He said, I'll one-up you on that. I have the vinyl record. And we both said it was a memorable album. Anyway, here's a track from it.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but the blue skies do I see. Yeah, blue birds singing a song. Pretty little blue birds singing and swinging all day long. Believe me, I never saw the sun shining so bright. Never had things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, oh my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them are gone. Nothing but the blue skies from now on. I rivers of the sun shining so bright. Never had things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, oh my, how they fly. Blue days, gone, gone, gone. Nothing but the blue sky.